obviously we're here to win the tournament. We very rarely talk about that. We've got a process to go through, and if that process works, that World Cup comes home with us. So we very rarely focus on the win. But we know if we put in good performances, the win takes care of itself.
Talk to me about Joe Coyd and Martin Lane, two of the guys that play for the Medway Dragons that are in your squad. How have those guys been performing? What are they about?
Yeah, they've been performing really well. They've both had decent game time throughout the competition, so we've really looked to use the squad throughout the competition, and those guys have featured heavily, and they've been working really hard off the pitch, and their performances have been great on the field as a result of that.
What's the makeup of the squad in terms of their age and their experience levels? To me, it seems like a bit of a blend.
Yeah, we've got a real wide range of a squad. We've got people as young as 16 in the squad, right up to in the late 40s. We've got people of varying experiences. We've got people at the first World Cup, people at their third World Cup. So it's it's a real interesting blend of experience and age groups. And that group dynamic is quite interesting.
For sure. Is that one of the good things about the sport, the fact that you get that breadth of age ranges and experience, and you're almost cutting down the barriers for guys that want to play the sport?
Yes, absolutely. We believe it's one of the most inclusive sports you can get. And the great thing about wheelchair rugby league is literally wheelchair rugby league in a wheelchair, so all the rules are the same. It looks like a game of rugby league, and quite rightly so. You've got able-bodied and disabled people involved, people of different ages. So there's not as many inclusive sports out there, I don't think.
The perception from looking outside is that wheelchair rugby is quite a physical sport, quite an aggressive sport. You get the hard knocks still. Is that very much the case when you're up close and personal and you see it every day?
Yeah, I mean, so there's obviously as many sports, there's varying levels. So there's a development league that runs throughout the UK, which is for those exactly for that. So people learning the sport, picking it up new. There's an environment there for those guys to learn the trade. And then we move up through to the Premier Division, which is obviously does what it says on the tin. So that's for the better teams, the more established teams, those looking to kick on. And obviously at international level, it's pretty brutal. It's lots of contact, real intense games, close scores. So very very tough sport. But I think as a new participant to the sport, there's loads of ways of finding your level, if you like. So there's an environment that suits that ability.
That's cool. I guess for you guys, although you're going out there to try and win the tournament, it is also about raising the profile of the sport and trying to inspire that next generation and getting more people to participate.
It is, and like we say, if we come back with a trophy, that's going to help boost the profile of the sport. It's going to get us into places where we wouldn't normally be, and hopefully kickstart a raise in participation, a sustainable raise in participation, and a legacy.